Dan Orlovsky was on with the Afternoon Boys. It doesn't roll the same when he calls us the Morning Boys. He was on with the guys in the afternoon drive. I think Dan Orlovsky's such a nice guy, he don't want to tell anybody bad news. Because I got two clips to play, and I'm going to get to these calls about the competition and whether or not it's already over. And whether or not Shador's going to be a big story by the end of the week. Lima says no. I say absolutely yes. I think he's going to be a big NFL story by the end of... If he practices well, I think it's going to be a big damn conversation. However, Dan Orlovsky, who I think is such a nice guy, he don't want to tell anybody anything bad. Here's Dan on Afternoon Drive. He says, take the over on the wins. Is that correct, Owen? He says, take the over.
I would take the over on that. I understand the division is very difficult, but I think there's two things. The coach and the general manager know they need to win, you know, and that's something that paranoia, that urgency, that just refines a focus level and it builds that whatever it takes necessary mindset. I think the second thing is Joe is there, along with a roster that still has a decent amount of some talent, certainly young talent. I would take the over.
Okay, says take the over, but then he says you got to play the rooks.
And both of them would be the rookies. I would be doing everything if I was Cleveland to see if one of those two kids I drafted could be a starter this year. And then you have the opportunity to evaluate, is he a starting quarterback or is he not a starting quarterback? Is he a starting quarterback that we can win games with? Because then that maybe changes the way you view those two first-round picks for next year.
So you're trying to figure out what you're going to do for next year's draft, and we got to figure out what we have, because let's be honest, as of right now, they are day two and day three rookies, so we should let the day two and day three rookies play, but also take the over on the wins. It doesn't add up.
Unless Shador, Dylan Gabriel, or Jaden Daniels, right?
Unless they are that way, which I don't think anybody would put that on them right now. Jaden Daniels was still, you know, people compare... The fans of the rookies compare them to Jaden Daniels. I go, Jaden Daniels was a top five pick. He was number two overall, for Christ's sake. What are we doing making this comparison? It'd be great if he ends up that way, if Shador or Dylan were to end up that way. But let's not put carts before horses here. One of these players is not like the others. Jaden Daniels was up here.
Well, there was a
these
time.
These guys were down there.
There was a time we were being misled to believe that Shador Sanders was a number two overall pick, potential.
And honestly, there was a time where people thought that Jaden Daniels was just an also-ran in garbage, just like his Arizona State teammates thought he was when he had left them to go to LSU. Remember those videos that were made there? So things can change, certainly. But when you're saying that, yeah, take the over on wins. Well, you got to see what these rookies are because you got these He's such a nice guy, I think he doesn't want to tell anybody any bad news. Like, somebody's going to have the number one pick, and we're going to find out pretty quickly what we're playing for. We will find out, because to me, if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders starts the season, I'm nervous for them. I'm nervous for those in charge who put them there. And I think that the season is exactly what a lot of people are saying it's going to be. Not that you guys are wrong, I'm just trying to... Look at this going, well, you're trying to win some football games. Are you not? Are they safe no matter what, the people in charge, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Because I don't think you can guarantee anything. So there's so much that's unclear that the Kenny Pickett injury clarified a few things where it's like, okay, you just start the veteran there. You don't just throw these kids out to the Wolves taking on Cincinnati to start week one. That's a team that's supposed to have playoff aspirations, for crying out loud. You don't want to do something like that. So... I think there's still a lot to be said of the responsibility of what the season's going to be. Are you a team that's getting ready for next year? We'll find out. Because if you start off Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, are going to go, guys, I'd like to be pleasantly surprised, but I think this is a team that's getting ready for 2026 already. If you start out Joe Flacco, okay, maybe it's the guise of playing over this season and we're trying to win. Maybe it's not real, but at least they're trying to win to do something for these veterans here on this football team to keep them still interested in the season. Just, there's still a lot to play
out. Yeah, just the first thing, it seemed that this Kenny Pickett injury news just made their lives so much easier. It seems like they made their lives so unnecessarily difficult the way that they were going to enter into camp. And I know I've seen some people say, well, they're throwing darts. And I've been an advocate of, hey, you got to throw some darts every year, quarterback, until you get one. I never thought throw four darts at the same time and then do it blindfolded. Like, that never made sense to
all
me.
All they did was put yours in high gear. That's all they did.
Yeah. They did take it to another level.
You shouldn't be very mad at the Browns at all, considering they've done everything you've wanted them to do here over the last 4 years. Put more darts out there, throw more darts at the wall, go out and get the quarterback that you want. I mean, there's a lot of things that you should like here.
The simultaneous two competitions, one for the backup, one for the starter, you just don't see a lot of that in the NFL, if at all. I don't think I've ever seen it to this degree, to go with four of them. And then by virtue of this injury, and I hate to say it, it finally got this back to some bit of normalcy. Like, now this might be able to work its way out. Like, Joe Flacco is going to be your starter week one. We have no idea if Joe Flacco is even good anymore. He didn't look great last year. But at least he can stem the tide of, all right, locker room knows who the starter is. You've got the gauntlet of the schedule to begin the season with the six games. Mm-hmm. And then they'll probably be bad. And at some point, you know, along the way of the season, it'll make sense to hand it over to, you know, one of these rookies. Then you'll see whether or not these rookies will be good enough to force you with two first round picks next year to stay out of the quarterback business in what looks to be a much more promising quarterback draft than what we just went through.
Well, let me just say this before we get to Andre in North Carolina here.
That's more coherent, at least.
You're right. I'm not going by the first six games. First six games are tough, man. I mean, you got the NFC North. There's three teams right there that are tough, and then you're going to have the Bears by the end of the season, and they're supposed to be tough as well, crying out loud. So you have a tough division in the NFC North coming at you, and you got three games right there in the first six against them, and then the other three are divisional games. These are tough games. I'm not just going to be beholden to the first six games because it's the NFL. They're all supposed to be tough. They're all supposed to be tough competition. They're professionals there. So, hey, if Joe goes out there and he sucks by the end of the Baltimore game and somebody looks like they're close, if Dylan Gabriel looks like he's close enough or Kenny's back and he looks like he's close enough to do it, fine. Go ahead and do it. Shador, same thing. If Shador looks like he's got it and things are rolling and things are clicking for him and you want to put him out there before Green Bay on September 21st, go right on ahead and do it because they're all supposed to be tough games. So, we used to do this all back in the day. You can't put this guy out there against James Harrison. Why? There's other great pass rushers out there that are trying to kill people. So you might as well put him out. If he's going to play, you can't have it one way or the other. There's still going to be tough games. There's no FCS opponent out there for you to get their feet wet before they actually go up against the big boys. They're all big boys. So I'm not just looking. The first six games are tough. There's no doubt about it. I don't know what the hell the Dolphins are going to be this year, but they don't look like they're going to be to the same level as those other six teams that you're playing. Fair. But I'm not just going to hold it to the first six. If Joe Flacco cannot conduct the offense, or Kenny can't conduct the offense, or God knows who, then yeah, go ahead and make the move. Andre, on the free Odyssey app in North Carolina, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Andre.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
We're doing well, Andre. Go ahead.
Yeah, so obviously I'm not happy about any injuries or anything, but I do think it brings some clarity. It does feel like, you know, Flacco's going to start, right? And to be frank, he's had his best seasons under this kind of offense, whether it's the six games he played here or, you know, under Kubiak, you know, that 1 year with the Ravens. But I think Lima might be missing the point with Shador. And I think the biggest thing that we're going to see here is just more reps and more valuable reps. It feels like they're kind of, I think they put a term, they're putting like the handcuffs on him, like kind of back, and they're kind of letting him sit on, you know, fourth string, not getting really quality reps, but this just brings more, you know, opportunities for him to go win the job. Because from what I've seen, I think Gabriel looks pretty small and jittery, and Shador actually looks like he's got a chance, so.
Andre,
I'll let you guys weigh in.
Well, you'll have more quality from Shador if Kenny can't practice for a prolonged period of time. And Andre, thank you very much for the call. I mean, it's a hamstring again. I'm in no hurry for him to get back and do it because I don't want him to be forced to be put in before he's ready to go physically. I think he'll probably be ready enough to go mentally. He's been in the league for a couple of years, but I don't want him to go out there and be pressed into it physically too much. So, yeah, Shador's going to get plenty of opportunities. I think Dylan Gabriel's going to get plenty of opportunities. I've not seen the jitteriness that what he brings out. But again, I've only been texting people. I was not there last week because I was off last week. So I'll be there this week to see more, to be brutally honest with everybody out there. 216-474-0092. I just think that as of right now, and again, we'll talk more about that. And obviously, we'll get back to this coming up at 7 and 720. I think as of right now, it's Joe Flacco's job. And there's no as of right now. I think going into week one, it's Joe Flacco's job. And the other two, I think Kenny gets put on the shelf. It's a hamstring injury. We'll see. We'll know more today. Kenny gets put on some sort of a shelf. And then it's Dylan and Shador. They go nowhere. We're not talking about cutting anybody. They go nowhere. It's Dylan and Shador. And we'll see who comes out on top when it comes to being the backup. It'll probably, by everything that I'm reading and everything that I'm texting, it'll probably be Dylan Gabriel who ends up being the backup, which, you're going to go from 6'6 and a great big burly fella to 5'10, but a good head on his shoulders.